This is Family First Record CEO, Nonchalantlize. You are now tuning in to the Cody Springer Show. Cody Springer. The Cody Springer Show. Cody, you are now. You are now tuned in to the Cody Springer Show.
What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Cody Springer Show. This is episode number 103, and today I got Nonchalantlize and his brother John Martinez here on the podcast. And John Martinez, he just started up his own podcast called the John Martinez Sports Podcast, where he talks about everything sports, talking about the Patriots, the Red Sox, talking about the Boston Celtics, and combat sports, UFC, boxing. And we had a great conversation today, man. You know, we talk with Zay about his upcoming mixtape, Isaiah. It's his last mixtape, guys. It'll be out on Bandcamp. So you guys will want to check it out for sure when it drops. And we talk about that. And then, you know, we talk to John about his podcast and what people can expect from that. And we talk about the Family First Records, man. You know, we're building something here for sure. So, but before we get into the interview with these guys, I'm going to play the newest single from Nonchalantlize and Noble Barca, who was on the show on Tuesday, and it's called The Prize. So before we get into the interview, we're going to play this song, come back, my interview with Nonchalantlize and John Martinez.
Yeah. Hey, yo, this shit right here, a masterpiece. This shit valid right here, my God. Word. We on the better things. Doing fly shit, you heard me? Say why? Turn me up, yo. Fan first. You know the vibes. Yeah. Pure love that enters my spirit. I'm God fearing, praise the Most High. For the time change, we gotta cherish. Live for the moments we may never get back. This is my gift to y'all. I send this out in gift wraps. Feeling good nowadays, we ain't living in pain. Always live the phrase, family first, even through my childish days. Would even knuckle up with niggas if I ever felt like they disrespected my brothers. And to me, race never mattered. If we connected, then we locked in. Never gave a fuck about the colors. Learn to love each other, to each his own, to teach his grown. If you ever feel alone, you're not alone. May peace be with you. Peace. When you look above, you feel the throne. Feel the throne. Angels spread their wings and fly. And times is hard, but through them hard times, the Lord never judged a man who cried. Just uplifted him and kept him wise. Keep your mind on the prize. Say one.
Barker. Noble. Hey yo. Off-brand Timberland boots and glass visits. Orange jumpsuits. 15-minute phone calls. Niggas just wanna go home, writing letters so long. We can take it back to 97 when I really had to weather snowstorms. Get the H, get the coke on. Connect is the finest, the climate is so warm. And the prices look right, but the timing was so wrong. Short days, long nights, this life couldn't go on. The judge gave me life, now I cry for my two sons. Seeing letters like that, I write him a new song. His eyes on the prize, the champion's montage and a monster for his eyes. He's small just like me, might just empty the cartridge, pump blood. His heart is just like me, or it once was.
Yeah.
All right, what's good, ladies and gentlemen? We're back here again with an all-new interview, and I got Nonchalantly Zay here, and I also have his brother Jonathan Martinez, who just started up a new podcast called the John Martinez Sports Podcast. How's it going today, guys?
Shit, we good, bro. What's up with you, Cody?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, man. You know, just.
Before we start, my fault, bro. It's my brother's birthday today. I would like everybody to wish him a happy birthday. If you listen to this podcast, wish him nothing but the luck, the best of luck. Congratulate him on his podcast, John Martinez. He will be doing a lot of podcasting. Also, I want to say a big shout out to Cody for being down with the family. Family First Records, he's down. He's a member of us. We'll be seeing a lot of him. We're going to come up. We're going to start uprising. So I hope you guys be down with the support. We will be here to support each other. And I hope everybody has a wonderful day. And let's just get this interview started.
Yes, we have the label Family First Records, which, thankful that you invited me to be a part of it. And I'm hoping that you and I, and along with everybody else involved, we can help grow it, for sure.
Sure.
And also, happy birthday to John.
Yeah. I just want to say thank you for inviting me to this podcast, for this interview. But, it's my birthday today. I'm blessed and thankful to see the age of 23. I just started my sports podcast, John Martinez Sports Podcast. I'm gonna talk about every sport possible, try to expand my knowledge on it, and I want to shout out to Cody. You know, he helped me out my podcast. You know, he gave me. He helps me out with stuff, and I appreciate him for that, you know. He's a great guy. He just helped me out a lot, you know. I'm starting to grow. Thanks to Cody.
I appreciate the kind words, man. I really do. And that's the thing, you know. I'm always down to help people out, help people grow, and that's what we're trying to do here with Family First Records. And, but I want to get started off things by asking Zay here about his upcoming mixtape here that's coming out June the 1st. It'll be released on Bandcamp. It's called Isaiah, and this is your last mixtape, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. My last mixtape, bro. Everything's going to be it's going to be either Bandcamp, it's going to be Apple, Spotify. You know what I mean? Like, this is like the last shit I'm putting out for free, basically. For me, like, we've been out here doing a lot of, like, you know what I mean? Free shit. You get what I'm saying? And, you know, I feel like now that our music's actually getting out there, it's like, you know, we out here getting busy. You feel me? So we got to start promoting our shit with pain and shit. You feel me? So, I mean, it's all love to other artists coming up and shit like that. Like I said, it's why I started the label. You feel me? Because anybody who needs that support out there, you definitely showing love. That's what my label is all about, showing love to others. You feel me? Creating wisdom, spreading wisdom. So, you know what I mean? Like, here right now, it's just this rebuilding. You know what I mean? Rebuilding. So we obviously have to get paid to build up. You feel me? So you're going to tune into this last tape right here. I feel like people are going to feel this right here. You know what I mean? So definitely, like, keep in tune. Like, be aware of this shit, because this shit is going to be crazy.
So now you're taking that next step in your career after you drop this last mixtape, and we'll be seeing you, like you said, this is the last one you're doing for free. So we'll be seeing you put out future releases for profit on Apple and wherever else people can listen to music. So can we expect you to put out more albums in the future?
Yeah, definitely. Like, that's the whole point of, like, this last free shit is that, you know what I mean? We going to expand more music out, you know, through other platforms. You know what I mean? Since we know SoundCloud, that's where I really started doing music. I started releasing shit was through SoundCloud. So, you know what I mean? I really just started doing that. And then, you know, like, went from YouTube, and then I had, like, a little bit on it's actually called Apple Music. So I feel like now it should just be, like, Bandcamp, Apple Music, and then Spotify, wherever else they're streaming platforms, you feel me? So, like I said, I will never forget, like, coming up from the SoundCloud era. And of course, you know what I mean? There will be some times where I'll post some shit on SoundCloud or, you know, have the label do it. So, you know what I mean? Like, we're just going to keep it right now where it's not free no more. You get what I'm saying?
Right, yes. You're just taking it to the next level with everything you're doing, distribution-wise. So, what can we expect from this mixtape, Isaiah?
So, what you can expect from this mixtape right here is everything that I've been through in my life, what I've learned from coming up as a negative, you know, individual growing up, and, you know, seeing what I've experienced, and, you know, fatherhood, basically, you know what I mean? This tape indicates more of myself, you know what I mean, as Isaiah. Isaiah came up as a, you know, a very naive person, but changed his life into a better man when he had kids. And, you know, you'll just see the improvement. You'll see, like, the song, this one song that I have that is real, real spiritual, is real, real, like, deep. It's called Where to Go. Actually, one of my favorite, one of my personal favorites out of the tape. And that right there is, like, how, you know, it gets into, like, you know, how I converted myself to God, because I'm a man of God, you know what I mean? So I really took myself to a place where I feel like, you know, everything you have to love is God, you know what I mean? Like, we breathe, we live in life right now is because of God, you feel me? And when you out here doing negative shit, that shit blocks you from seeing that. It's basically like the blindness. You know the conversations we had, bro. You feel me? So that's what it's most like. It's really indicating myself and how I changed my life.
So basically this is more like a self-reflection. You know, you're telling people your story, how you've lived it up to this point.
Exactly.
And I think that's exactly. Cool, man. You know, because I don't think a lot of people, like, tend to talk about themselves through their music, you know. And, you know, you and I, you know, we've talked through, you know, in our messages on Instagram and stuff. And, hell, you've told me stuff about yourself that, hell, I don't even know if people really, like, know, you know, about you, man.
Yeah. I mean, listen, man, we, like I said, we expanding. People gonna know about us even more. You feel me? So we're just going to keep positive. We're going to keep with the positive movement, the positive vibes. You feel me? That's all we're doing right now. That's what we're promoting.
All love and positivity, man. Now, this next question, I'm going to direct it to John and talk about his podcast. First of all, I wanted to ask you, like, what made you want to make a podcast?
So, what made me want to make a podcast is actually Isaiah actually recommended me to make a podcast, actually. Like, you know, because I'm a college student in at UMass Lowell, and it's in, like, journalism and English. And, you know, I just love talking about sports, and, you know, and my dream is to work for ESPN or one of those major, like, sports channels. But I feel like that's, like, a good starting point for me. And, you know, I have my – that's, like, for me to start my career. Like, that's the stepping stone, the first stepping stone. But I feel like the reason for the podcast is, like, it's a good little step to my dream, first step.
Actually, man, that was, like, one of my first dream jobs was, like, being on ESPN or – you know, talking about NFL, because, you know, that's something that, you know, I'm really into. And your first podcast episode was actually talking about the New England Patriots, and you talked about what they did in the off season, what the expectations you have for them. So what was it like recording that first podcast episode? Were you nervous, or, You know, were you just going with the flow?
I was a little nervous because, honestly, because, I was nervous and, going with the flow because I know what I was talking about, but I feel like I was talking too fast or I was talking, like out of place, like going from one topic to another topic. But I was a little nervous, but I was going with the flow. But I next episode, I feel like I'm now used to it, you know? So next time, my next episode, I should be like with the flow because I know what to expect. I know what I'm doing. I know how to edit and record and add the little background music. But yeah, I was nervous overall.
I mean, it gets better with time, you know.
Yeah.
Like with me, I have like all this experience and whatnot, and you're just starting out. So yeah, it's gonna take you a minute to get used to the whole flow of doing a podcast, and and you'll learn as you go, practically. That's how I, learned, just by doing and just improving with time. Time is the best thing for someone who's just starting out to do this. But I think for a good for a first episode, I think it was good, man. I mean, you definitely know your stuff, and I'm looking forward to seeing what you do next.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate that, man. Like hearing it from you with experience, man, it means a lot. But I just can't wait to see what happens. I want to expand my podcast to different people. I want to everybody to hear me, and my only what I see for me and my brother Zay is up, man. All the way up, the sky's the limit for us. But I just can't wait to, I can't wait to, reach the top.
We're starting that now, bro.
Right,
Yeah, bro.
I'm gonna kick it back over to Zay, and I'm gonna ask you about Family First Records. What made you want to start the label?
Yeah, first label, man, it's all about family, bro. Where that shit came about is like, I look at my sons and I see like they always come first. So it's like, why not do what other people out here, you feel me? Like support first, Like make sure they get their support first and and treat them like family because family always come first. That's the motto I live by, you feel me? And as we spoke, we had our personal conversations and you know how it is. You know how deep I get into this shit, So, like, it's like you're out here doing podcasts and and you're out here expanding your podcast, So I want to welcome you to our family, you feel me? So we can start expanding you with us, you feel me? I definitely like feel like this is more of a label where everybody comes together and starts showing love to each other. That's how I look at it, And other people might not. Other people might be like, "Yo, fuck them," or whatever it is. But fuck them, you feel me? But fuck them with blessings, you feel me? Like it's like we living for us. We supporting each other. That's us, you feel me? So anybody who ain't with that shit ain't definitely with us, you feel me? So that's what I'm trying to say. Like even when niggas dissing us, you feel me? Like if y'all trying to be down, y'all could be down too, you feel me? Like just if y'all not with the dissing shit, I'm like I said, I'm down for business, bro. You feel me? Like, if you want to make this shit, possible, we can make it possible. But not even more so on the business side, more so on the loyalty side. Just show me loyalty, I'll show you all the love I got. That's it. You feel me?
And that's what attracted me to joining your guys's label, because the concept, where everybody's supporting one another and rocking with each other, that's what made me want to be down, like because I've been in other groups and stuff like that, and people were out for themselves, kind of an ego thing going on, or they
See, but
just.
that's the thing. That's the thing with most of these labels too. Like, man, I'm sorry to cut you off, but most of these groups don't. They recruit artists, right? but they're not out here expanding the artists the way they should. Like, they will only, like, the person who starts the label makes it look like, yo, okay, I have these niggas, you know, behind my back or whatever. Like, they supporting me, but you ain't supporting them. So what's the whole point of you having a label? You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, to me, I look at it like, yo, my label has to be that, okay, they're down with me. Now let me show that I'm down with them too. Because they're going to support, y'all going to support everything I do, but I'm going to make sure y'all are supported the way y'all supporting me. You get what I'm saying? Like, these niggas is out here, you know what I mean, not supporting niggas the way they should. And no bullshit, to bring up the situation where, you know, the disses, right? That's what I feel like with these cats. Like, they were really looking for clout, you know what I mean, to me. And like I said, no beef, whatever it is, we already made amends. You feel me? And I'm glad to work with anybody, but I feel like the support wasn't there 100%. They were just looking for clout, especially mentioning the names. You feel me? Like you're getting clout off that person just by mentioning his name. You get what I'm saying? So that's what I'm not funded about at the end of the day. Like, it's not something that I'm with. Like, okay, if we're going to come together, we're going to gather up together, and we're going to rise up together. Because I don't give a fuck about the fame. I don't give a fuck about shit. As long as my people is on and I'm on, my family's on, my kids is on, I'm good. We already had multiple conversations on that, especially on the last podcast. You feel me? So we just, you know what I mean? That's how I look at it with label. That's why I started this label. This is why we Forever Fan First.
Yeah, you mentioned the whole disses and everything like that. In case people don't know what's going on, there was some beef going on recently between Boy MBN and his crew and Mac Montana and yourself, Zay. And there were some disses exchanged and, you know, things got a little personal. And, well, I mean, Zay, I might as well tell you since I have you on right now. Spoke to MBN earlier, yeah. And he believes the beef ain't over.
It ain't over?
That's what he said.
Oh, that's on him. That boy don't know what he's getting himself into. I spoke to his man. His man said it is over. So, I mean, actually, we agreed to make a song together. So, at the end of the day, my man, look, these niggas is not... Let me tell you something. These niggas is mad. Well, I'm speaking in Boy in specific because he started this fucking beat to begin with, right? He's mad over a feature, right?
Yeah.
He got fucking slammed on the track, right? I try to mention Chris. Shout out to Chris. I mean, manager Chris.
Yep.
You mentioned Chris on the track, right? And the reason why I stepped up is because the nigga can't even defend himself on the song, right? Body Bag killed you already. So that's two. Mike came back. He came back with he declared the diss. Because he was the one who came out first, which is cool. Okay, he came out first because y'all didn't come first. So I'll give y'all that. But y'all still got slammed. There's no way that y'all niggas is coming back. You get what I'm saying? You feel me? So he's still mad for that reason. And to be real specific, he wanted you to be down with the label, but where the fuck was his support? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's anybody who know that I get into this fucking, that I'm getting into this interview and I'm just talking my ass out, yo, we could even meet in person. Like, I don't do this back and forth shit. And I said it on Ether, right? When, you know, Kevlar, shout out to Kevlar, by the way, from his camp. We spoke about it, you know what I mean? And, you know, we let bygones be bygones. So I don't know why Boy's over there in his mouth, but we spoke about it, and we made Truth Be Truth, and I agreed to work with him. He said he's going to pay for a feature. Cool. You know what I mean? Hold it down. You know what I mean? And I'll hold it down. But it's like, if you're still ranting about that, you're clearly mad about something. What is you mad at, my man? What is you mad at? Like, I want to know, where the fuck is the intensity? Like, is you mad because we got Cody down with us? Is I'm showing Cody the support he needs? Was I'm showing Big Figure J. I just spoke to Big Figure J before this interview. Like, yo, bro, I need some new contact. He just told me he got some shit going on. Cool, we still going to hold him down. That's what niggas are supposed to do, especially when you're down with a label. See, y'all niggas ain't supporting each other. So any niggas from MBN trying to be down with niggas, be down with us. Got you. Stop fucking with this goofy, man. And that's a direct shot.
Shout out to Big Figure J, by the way.
Big Figure J, my boy, man. Yo, he got some good reaction videos. Make sure y'all go check him out. Yo, also, shout out to Noble. Noble was just on this podcast. He made a great show. That fucking show was awesome, bro. Awesome show. The greatest fucking podcast I think is out right now.
Yeah, man, the interview with me and Noble, man, that was a great show. One of my favorite interviews I've ever done. Bar none, man.
I think that's a fact. That's a fact.
But I want Boy MBN to know, and I want everybody else to know right now, like when this whole beef thing went down, that was before I fully joined Family First Records. And Boy MBN, I got nothing against you, dude. You know, I mean, you do you. But, I mean, if you're pissed that I joined up with Family First.
Yo, Cody, you don't even have to explain yourself, my G. You don't ever have to explain yourself. What is done is done. That's it. You know what I mean? Like, listen, we trying to, like I said, we trying to show love, right?
Yeah.
We trying to show love. We are trying to expand. You said let's partnership and let's grow together. That's all we trying to do. We're not into this beef shit. See, if I really wanted to get into some beef shit, we would have took it on some street shit. But these niggas is across the map. I'm all the way in the States and Massachusetts. These niggas down in South Africa. Shout out to South Africa, by the way.
Yep.
Don't have anything against them. Shout out to my man Postman L. He is on the tape. And that's my guy. I've been building with him. You feel me? No shade towards South Africa or Africa. You know what I mean? Africa is beautiful. But these niggas, me beefing with them out there, nah, dog. Like, you gotta have to come over here to me with that. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm not doing that shit, that back and forth shit. Like I said, if y'all trying to come on a label, like, if y'all niggas is tired of riding boys' wave and you're not doing shit for y'all, come fuck with us. We got the love and support y'all niggas need. Simple as that. And that's how we come.
And right, you know, Family First, you know, like, if any artist or any YouTuber or podcaster, like, if you guys want to get down with a group that will support you, and as long as you're willing to support everybody else, then come join the label, man. You know, we're willing to work with anybody. You know, but this drama and beef shit, you know, it's for the birds, man. You know?
Word. I mean, we good on this side, you know what I mean? And, like, I was just telling my brother, like, you know what I mean? I told him to start this label shit up. Not this label shit up. This fucking podcast shit up, you know what I mean? So he could start explaining his own shit, too. Like, I like how the podcasters work. Like, I like y'all content, the way y'all come up with, you know, shit that's happening in life, and you guys are talking about it. Like, yo, we need that. We need that, especially for the culture. Actually, some hip-hop people, like rappers, wouldn't even be known for the podcasters, for the people that are sponsoring other people. You think niggas would be known if there was no podcasters? Fuck no. We need the podcasters. We need to build with the podcasters.
Right, because, like, I mean,
it's like one thing with producers also. Like, actually, one of the things that I wanted to get into the conversation with you about, you know what I mean, man? I think I spoke to you. I think I spoke to Morbid about this shit. Yo, shout out to Morbid, man. He's down with the label. I told him specifically, right, that producers aren't getting the credibility that they need. And they're the ones who make the rappers. Because at the end of the day, when hip-hop started back in the 80s, that's all it was. There was this beats. It started off with the boom, bat, boom, boom, bat, right? So, you know what I mean? Like, there was no rappers flowing back then. What makes the rappers are the producers. So if you look at it like this, right, any rapper who's coming up, he has to be sponsored. He has to be promoted, right? So who's that coming from? A podcaster. You got to give the podcasters love that they need. Simple as that. You know what I mean? So it's like I said, yo, Cody, man, you know, like, yo, we supporting you all the way, my brother. Like, we appreciate what you're doing, yo. Like, I like what you're doing.
I appreciate that, man.
I like the shit that you got. That's a fact.
I appreciate you, man. Like, I mean, giving me that respect and that love, man. You know, 'cause that's what it's all about, man. Because, hell, I mean, look who all I've had on my show from March to now. You know, I've had artists, I've had producers. You know, shout out to 2 a.m. Beats, shout out to 13 Heart.
Fuck yo, this beast is nasty.
And then, you know, I've had content creators on, like Big Figure J. You know, it's all about, you know, sharing my platform with other people, you know, so that way they get that exposure. That way people know who they are, you know.
Subscribe.
Because why should one person get all the clout and all the popularity, you know, when everybody else can come up together and then, you know, we have all these people that we can check out. Like, oh, man, you know, I'm going to listen to Nonchalantly Zay. I'm going to check out Mac Montana. You know, I'm going to listen to the John Martinez Sports Podcast, you know. Check out the Cody Springer Show, you know. I mean, that's the thing, you know, we're building something here.
Right. We are, you know what I mean? And that's what we're going to do. You know what I mean? Like, we just going to keep expanding. There's no other way to put it. You know what I mean? Like, my brother right here, he's doing an awesome job, right? And he went to school for this shit. If you haven't really checked out his podcasting, check out his new debut podcast that came out under John Martinez. And he got, like, this first podcast where he's talking about the Patriots and, you know, it was a great podcast. He showed a lot of enthusiasm on it. Like, it was just real potential. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he wants to do this. And to any other podcasters out there, just as any other upcoming artist, so if you guys have the potential to do it, yo, don't stop that shit. You feel me? Do what you have to do to get your resources up and, you know, put your shit together and, you know what I mean, market it. You feel me? Like, we all got that potential. We just got to find it, because either some are lost to it, don't know how to, you know, use it. You know what I mean? Just come back with the you know what I mean, enthusiasm, you know what I mean, and just make everything come together, bro. That's it. You know what I mean? And that's why, I I'm proud of my brother, you know what I mean? And I'm proud that he's came a long way, you know what I mean? Especially as kids, when we was coming up, it was hard for us, you know what I mean? So to see him where he's trying to go now, I can see he's going towards the light, and he's gonna shine, you know what I mean? He's going to come through with the podcasting. So, you know, as any other podcaster out there who's doing it big right now, Big Figure J, you, Cody, you know what I mean? Noble. You know, you guys got that potential. And to anyone that I don't know who's podcasting, keep it up. You know what I mean? Show the love. You know what I mean? Feel the love, and y'all going to come up. That's it.
Definitely, man, definitely. And, John, my next question for you is, you know, you're going to be just talking about all Boston sports, like the Patriots, the Boston Celtics, and then also the Red Sox. Are you going to talk about other teams too, or just what's current in sports as well?
I'm going to be talking about like a whole bunch of other teams, like what's like very like catching, like the content. The content I'm going to talk about is like across like every team and every sport almost. I'm going to try to hit some hockey, try to hit some baseball. But I'm going to try to talk about every team. I'm going to do some rankings. I'm going to do some predictions. You know, this content is going to keep coming up. Even this, like some of the podcasts I'm going to be talking about, like, sometimes like UFC, you know, like all those fighting fans, like I talk about boxing, UFC, just expand the little podcast, you know, because there's some people who like just fighting, you know. But my podcast ain't just about Boston sports. It's like across every team, across every sport. So, you know, you're going to enjoy this podcast, I'll tell you.
Are you going to cover the Logan Paul Floyd Mayweather fight coming up?
Yeah, I was just about to bring that shit up. You read my mind, bro. Yo, I was just about to tell this nigga, like, yo, bro, if fucking Logan Paul gets knocked the fuck out, please, which either one of y'all, please sponsor that shit, because it's going to be funny. Yo.
Yeah.
Yo, it's crazy. Logan Paul, I'm sorry he's getting knocked out, bro. I'm sorry. He's getting knocked out.
So, yeah, I'll be covering that, no doubt. But, you know, we all know the result. We all know the build-up.
I think y'all should collab with that. You and Cody, I think y'all should collab with that. You know, if that shit happens, just if he gets knocked out, I think y'all should sponsor that together. Like, you know what I mean?
I'd love to do that.
Yo, man, that got your hat shit, man. That shit, yo, that got your hat.
Now, John, I gotta ask you, man. How do you feel about, you know, Logan Paul and Jake Paul, both being YouTubers, getting into boxing?
So a lot of people say it's bad for the sport, but what I'm thinking is like also a little good because it brings like people who watch YouTube into the fighting, you know, into boxing. They basically collab, you know, like internet celebs versus athletes. And it just brings in more viewers for the boxing fans, fighting fans. But what Jake Paul is doing, it's just, you know, he likes to poke fun, and he's, you know, Jake Paul is just doing it for the money, you know. He's just trying to bring in other viewers. That's what he's doing. He's basically helping out the boxing people. He's helping out the boxing people. He's helping out everybody who he likes to poke fun so he can make money and make them money, you know.
That's a fact. Yo, but no bullshit. But I think I like Jake Paul better than Logan Paul. That's a fact. See, because I think, like, Logan Paul, he doesn't have that fighting, you know, like, that fighting skill with him. Like, I don't think he's, like, I don't think he's, like, he's a fighting guy for some reason. Like, I don't think he's a fighting type of nigga. You feel me? Like, I think he's, like he's a talk, like, a YouTuber. Like, you know what I mean? Like, a podcaster or some shit like that. You feel me? Like, I think, like, Jake Paul is really, like, ill with that shit. Like, he got hands. Boy got hands, bro.
At the same time, though, I want to see Jake go up against somebody who's, like, in shape.
Exactly.
Who's got skill.
Exactly. But I think he can see, because it's what I've seen right now is that he's went against people that are not in boxing. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, he's fucked with niggas that are not in the boxing weight division. See, he don't fucked with, what's this dude, Anchor, right? Is his name Ink? I forgot his name. Got a weird name. The one that he just knocked out on the, like, a round or some shit. Like, fucking 30 seconds, right?
Askren.
Yes, Askren. There you go. And then, obviously, Nate Robinson. These niggas is not in division. Like, they're not boxers. You get what I'm saying? Like, Nate Robinson used to play for us back then. And, you know what I mean? And he used to, you know what I mean, like, play for other teams and shit. And, you know, this dude, Akron, he's a UFC dude. Like, I mean, what can you expect? Like, these guys are not in the boxing division. So, of course, he's likely to knock them the fuck out than any fucking boxer out here. See, I don't think he's standing a chance, but he could prove us wrong. Because, like I said, he's already been in the spotlight. He knows how to, you know what I mean, like, fuck with dudes or fuck with niggas or whatever. So, at the end of the day, it's like, you know what I mean, like, He's gonna have to back his shit up. You get what I'm saying? Logan Paul, I don't think he's like that. Like, I don't think when this nigga snatched Floyd's hat, yo, he got knocked out, he got pieced. So it's like, dude, you're already showing a bad example. You about to get pieced out again. You feel me? So I don't know, bro. I'm gonna get that fight and I wanna see, like, yo, who's getting knocked out. Niggas is going, you know, they're gonna rumble and stumble, man.
Yeah, I think it's going to be quite interesting, for sure. But I don't think Logan stands a chance in hell of winning. No way. I mean, it's funny because Floyd is 50-0, you know, in his entire career.
Right.
Logan Paul, 0-1. So
exactly.
Yeah, it's laughable that this fight's even happening. But, you know, like John said, you know, these... Yeah, the YouTubers are bringing attention to the sport of boxing. You know, that wasn't quite there before, you know, because, I mean, boxing was very popular, you know, in the 90s, and then, you know, it's fizzled out a little bit. But, you know, I mean, with what these guys are doing, you know, they're bringing more attention to the sport.
Right.
So, so next question for John. What do you make of the Aaron Rodgers situation? I don't know if you kept up with that at all, but what do you think is going to happen with that?
I heard a little bit about that shit, though.
Well, I believe what happened to Aaron Rodgers, well, what's going on, is that what I'm hearing, what also I heard, is that if they don't trade him, he plans to sit out or even retire, you know? But, you know, it's, I know he wants to play more. I know he wants a better team. The reason I believe he's upset with that team is that, you know, they drafted a quarterback in the first round, Jordan Love, in the first round last year, like a first round pick. And, you know, and he needs receiver help, and they go get a quarterback to possibly replace him. And he just, you know, he won MVP. I feel like he had a motive last year to win MVP. He was proving them wrong. Like, yo, I can still play. But now they drafted a safety in the first round, you know. They need receiver help. And they just go after a safety in the first round. Devontae Adams cannot do it by himself, you know. Like I said, they made it all the way to an NFC Championship game last year against Tampa Bay. And you know how that played out. So Aaron Rodgers, I believe that they're gonna trade him. I think like close to the season, like in preseason training camp, I believe they're gonna trade him. But if not, just expect him to retire or even sit out. But those are the two options if he don't get traded. He's not gonna suit up for the Packers again, I believe.
Do you think that a quarterback should have more of a input on who the team brings in?
Yeah, because you know that's how they're gonna that's how they're gonna try to win. They're gonna want to win. They want to win now. And just example, Tom Brady. Who you know the last year he was here, he basically had like nobody to throw to. He had no Edelman. They had no Gronk. He just had running backs really to throw to, and that's why they lost so many games is because you know you got to go downfield and go with the big plays. So a good example is that Tom Brady year, but quarterbacks should have a name and have a input on who should they bring. And another example is you know in Tampa Bay, you know Tom. He basically brought Gronk out of retirement, and then he brought Antonio Brown with him.
They tried to do that shit with Edelman, but Edelman was like, "Nah, we staying here." Edelman was like, "Nah, we staying here. I'm forever Boston, bro." Like, I respect Edelman because you know I see what he was trying to do. It's crazy because. You know, if you really think about it, Gronk didn't want to say no to us. Like he didn't want to say no to the Pats, You feel me? Like he didn't want to say like, "Yo, okay, let me just retire and you know, like, oh, I don't want to play with y'all no more, but let me go to Tampa." You feel me? Like he was definitely gonna call him a traitor. You know what I mean? Like if he said that, I mean, I think Gronk is a traitor. To be honest with you, like he went to do all that shit when he could have just told Bill that he didn't want to be down with us no more. Just pulled the whole retirement scheme just to, you know what I mean, cover that up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's obvious to me. Like, that's what it looked like. And then, you know, to say that, you know, Tom Brady got him out of retirement, nah, that was just the whole scheme. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I see my boy Edelman staying with us, though. That's a fact. He retired, but he's done. You feel me? Or don't get it fucked up. He could even say, like, yo, okay, I'm not trading. I'm not coming out of retirement. I'm staying with the Patriots. But then again, he can come, two months later or a couple months and Zach can say, yo, well, I'm with Tampa Bay now. Because Edelman is worth good money, bro. You feel me? Like, that dude's ill, bro. He's a fucking beast.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring that up because it's interesting you bring that up because that's exactly what happened with Gronk, you know, like he retired, he was out of the league for a year, and then all of a sudden comes out of retirement, and then he's traded to the Tampa Bay so they can play with Tom again.
That was some stupid shit. Like, that was just like, what the fuck, bro? What do you do? Like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, how the fuck do you...
Yeah, I kind of feel
but
like...
hey, you know, everybody's going to go... They're going to go where the money's at, though.
Right, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is, bro. Like, they're going to go where the money's at the end of the day. Nobody's really going to, you know... You think he's going to stay in retirement if they asked, they offered him, like, millions of dollars, and he's not going to... He's going to turn that down. I got a family, bro. You feel me? But still, like, you play for that team. And, you know, you're coming out of the time. It's just, it's all business, bro. That's how you got to look at it. Everything's business, you know what I mean? And in this world, how would you work if there's no business? So it's like, you know, you can't really call him a trader. You got a family. So, you know what I mean? So that's how you got to look at it.
And that's an interesting thing to bring up. And I'll direct this into a question to John. Do you think that sports franchises... should they stay loyal to the players who have been productive for them, you know, have done well for them, or, you know, should they treat everything like a business? You know, when a guy is getting to a certain age, should they decide to move on, or should they stay loyal to that player?
All right. So, I believe the sports franchises should stay loyal to them for a little bit, you know, but when time comes, business is business, you know. You know, if they want to win now, they have to make, like, sacrifices where they have to trade away their franchise player to get a better player, or they look at a player where they see that it could help us out, but that team is asking for that franchise player, so you got to trade that franchise player to get that star player to help you win. So they don't have to stay loyal, but, you know, business is business. You know, athletes know that business is business, you know, keep it rolling. But I know they're going to have a bitter taste in their mouth when they play them, but, you know, business is business. But, yeah, Cody, man, I appreciate y'all for, like, inviting me, but I have to run. I had to run aside, having dinner and stuff, but I appreciate y'all listening to the podcast. I want to thank Cody for inviting me on here. You guys should honestly listen to my brother Zay, Nonchalantly Zay. His music's fire. His mixtape comes out in June, his album, Isaiah. But also, I want you guys to listen to the next podcast of mine, John Martinez Sports Podcast. You can listen to it on Anchor, Apple, and Spotify. You know, I want to thank you guys for the support. But me and Isaiah's only way is up. All of us, me, Cody, Isaiah, everything that's part of the Family First Records, only way is up. But I appreciate y'all for having me on here.
I appreciate you doing the show today, man.
You too, bro. Yo, I'm going to text you, bro. Shout out to my brother, you know what I mean? Like, he's definitely, you know what I mean, like, on his shit. He's A-game trying to, you know, get up on it, you know what I mean? And I'm going to be here to support him like I'm supporting y'all. I just hope you guys, you know what I mean, like, really, really, really keep going with this podcasting, because this podcasting shit is for real, man. Like, I like the content. I like you guys, the way you guys are moving with the... you know, the podcast, you know what I mean? And, yo, like I said, much love, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, man. It's about giving people a platform to promote themselves, you know, because I really think that's kind of a lost thing nowadays because, you know, I mean, you know, artists used to go on the radio to promote themselves, yep. And they still do, but it's on a much smaller scale now because, you know, we got so many podcasts. So, I mean, artists really need to... have a place where they can come on, talk about their music or whatever they got going on, and then connect with other people, you know, in a way that's right. You know, people that's different from their music, you know. And I think that my podcast offers that, and you know, I hope to kind of become a center for people to come on to promote themselves.
Right.
You know, and I think it's definitely helped yourself, and I think it's definitely helped Mac and everybody else I've had on too, you know, because it's getting new eyes and ears on your guys' music.
Yeah.
But, so we got the tape coming out, Isaiah, June 1st.
You know that. Gangster. Yeah, June 1st. Yo, that tape right there, man, like, I think it's like, the beats, the feeling on it, yo. Like, yo, just because you're down with the label right now, I might even email it to you so you can hear it, bro. Like, you get a little, you know, snippet of it. Sheesh, yo, this album, yo, I think it's like, I don't know. To me, I was going to do it as an album, but then I was like, yo, let me just keep this one for the, you know, for the people to fuck with it. You feel me? Like, I got so much in store that I can do to put into like an album, and definitely got so much, you know, good, you know, quality for it. And it's so crazy that, you know what I mean? When I put this together, it was definitely like, you know what I mean? Like I was in the zone, like I was fully in the zone, Beats had me in the zone. Morbid actually, who's down with the label. I don't know if you heard of him. I may not have spoken to you about him yet. You know, he was like sending me beats after beats after beats. And this is just one beat on the tape right now that's going to be on it. It's called Shoulder Weight. That shit gave me like a real, like 90s fucking, you know, ill vibe. Like that shit was crazy, bro. Like, yo, man, Cody, when you listen to this shit, man, I hope like it brightens your day. I hope it shines light on you. You know what I mean? Like this shit right here is going to be like the tape that, you know what I mean, that I've always wanted to put out but didn't have the pieces to. You get what I'm saying? And now that I feel like I'm in a point in my life where I am, you know, trying to build, it gave me that motivation to do that, like, within myself, you know, when I put that project together. So, you know, I hope, you know, you guys hear it. I mean, you guys already have the single out, the prize featuring me and Noble, or, you know, me and Noble on it, you know what I mean? I featured, you know, there's more of us coming together on that shit, you know what I mean? So, you know, we're definitely trying to, you know, see more of me and him getting on a collaboration. You know, told him to be down with the family. Shit's still open for you, Noble, bro. If you're trying to be down with the family, be down with the family, bro. It's open for you, bro. So, you know what I mean? We just trying to, like I said, we just trying to build. You know what I mean? That's what it is. And after this, you know what I mean? Everything's just pretty much going to be on Bandcamp. It's going to be on Spotify, iTunes Music, you know? So that's what we aiming towards, and I hope, you know what I mean, like, anybody who comes across this tape will feel like how I'm feeling, you know what I mean, real, real good, you know what I mean, I feel like I'm at a place in life where I should be, so, you know, as long as niggas holding it down, we holding it down, that's it, you know what I mean?
As far as Noble goes, you know, I do think that will come together, you know, him joining up with us here at Family First. You know, just he the interest is there. He just wants to get his catalog up a little bit before, you know, he makes that.
Yeah,
move.
Yeah, definitely. And listen, and like I said, you know what I mean, we had conversations about it. You know what I mean, he's definitely, you know, like trying to get his shit up. And you know, I'm actually just because of it, you know what I mean, have, you know, the people over there, you know what I mean, that I'm working with right now with the label, go with, you know what I mean, shout him out on it. You know what I mean, actually me and Chris, shout out to Chris. We're actually, you know, partnering it up with the label, and, you know, spoke to other few people, leave their name anonymous for right now. We're actually, you know, like, going to show love to people who are not with the label, see how they feel about it, you know what I mean? Like I said, you know what I mean? We're just trying to expand, show the love, you know what I mean? Like I said, you know, if you guys feel like y'all are somewhere, you know, that's not working out, yo, you're free to come in here, and everything's free. You don't have to, you can leave whenever you want. You can, you know what I mean? Like, stay with us. We'll show you the love that y'all need or whatever. And if you feel like that ain't, you know,
doing anything for you, then go ahead, you know, find somewhere else if you ain't comfortable. You know what I mean? Like I said, we ain't all about the bullshit over here in Family Records, bro. We out here, you know what I mean, doing what we're supposed to do to support those. We don't want no support back, you know what I mean? We're just trying to show the love that people deserve. You know what I mean? Because nowadays in the game, I feel like that shit ain't there. There's a lot of niggas who can't play, you know what I mean? There's a lot of niggas who ain't, you know, doing anything for themselves within the label. Like, it's just like you signing a contract, but what the fuck is that contract doing for you? Like, what is it benefiting you? Like, you know what I mean? Like, y'all niggas is just signing up just to sign up, just to get a couple dollars, and then that's it. You know what I mean? Do a couple joints and y'all niggas is out. Nah, but it don't work over here like that.
Right, and yeah, this is all voluntary, man. You know, we're not making people sign no contracts or anything like that, man. You know, this is not what, you know, this label is about. You know, it's about coming together, working together, and supporting each other. That's what it's about, you know. You know, we're not going to make people sign a contract and, you know, for basically make them a slave. No, that's not what we're going to do, you know.
Nah, not over here, bro. We don't fuck with none of that shit over here, bro.
Right.
We're more so like, you know what I mean, wishes some love, you know what I mean? And we're not trying to compete with nobody, you know what I mean? We're not trying to fuck with nobody. We won't be fucked with neither, just to let you know, man. Like, you know what I mean? You come out one of us, we coming from one of yours. Simple as that. You know what I mean? And that's just the way we show them love. That's just the way we come. And you get what I'm saying? Like, it just has to be like that. You know what I mean? And the way the labels are nowadays, it's like these niggas is signing for what? Like, of course. Are you signing because you happy with that label? Or are you signing because that label wants to be happy with you, taking all that money you got from them? You get what I'm saying? Like, now over here, we showing love because we want to. We don't have to sign no papers just for me to show love to you. Or the shit you doing. Be down with us, you know what I mean? Build with us. Build your own shit while you being with us. You feel me? Like, that's how I look at it. Y'all niggas is not gonna fuck us over neither. Nobody's gonna fuck us over. You know what I mean? Nobody can ever target us because we gonna come back for hours. That's it. You know what I mean? And that's how it has to be looked at. You know, so that's why, you know, I had that conversation with you. And that's how that whole, you know, topic where we talked about, we discussed about the whole shit with the NBN niggas. You know what I mean? Look, yo, as far as I can say right now, like, look, we coming up. You know what I mean? We ain't going to be coming up off no beef. We're not going to come up off no motherfucking this nigga saying this shit about my son, or, you know, niggas are saying this about because this feature, he didn't want to pay for a feature. You get what I'm saying? Nah, I'm not using those terms. I'm using the love, the positivity. I love you too, baby. I love you too. See, my son come over here and tell me he loved me. I love that. You know what I mean? That's who I do it for. I love you too, baby. Come here. I love you too. I love you too. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know what I mean? That's what we gonna do. I'm not gonna use my kids to come over here, you know what I mean? And niggas using my kids to dish me, and I'm gonna come back and go, nah, we're not doing that. If there's a time and place for that. If y'all niggas wanna do that shit in the streets, we can do that in the streets. I know what that's just like. I know what it's like, you know what I mean? Fighting niggas because niggas disrespecting my brothers and shit like that. I know how that shit go. But we're not going to use that in terms of music. We're going to use music to expand. You feel me? We're going to use music to talk about our lifestyle, how we lived, how we came up. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's how it's supposed to be used. Not the disrespect. The same thing with this label. That's how I look at it.
All right. These are content to educate.
Exactly.
And another thing too, you know, you do everything for your kids, and, you know, I have a son too, you know, and basically everything that I do now is for my little man, you know.
Of course, and I respect that 100%. I'm never against that, man. Never, ever. I think it's beautiful when, you know, you're doing like a beautiful thing with children, like children. Like, they sound light within our spirit. Like, you ever get that feeling when, you know what I mean, like, your father, right? Your father, and I know you got this feeling. When you holding your boy, right? And, you know what I mean, you're holding him against you. You obviously feel that warmness in your heart. You know what I mean? So it's like, it makes you want to do things. It makes you want to, like, yo, let's do this for my seed. Like, let me do it this way like I didn't have it growing up. You feel me? There was a lot of shit that I was miscontributed growing up. And not having, especially, you know what I mean, like struggling as a child coming up with no parenting, you feel me? with my pops, you know what I mean? He wasn't there like that, which I forgive to this day. That's like my best friend right now. You know, we're building up, we're spawning, and you know what I mean? But I learned to forgive that, and I said, like, now I can do this with my children. I can show them the better way. I can show them what I didn't have. You get what I'm saying? So it's not in a life to hold grudges and to, you know what I mean? Like, be like, oh, well, just because, you know, I didn't have it this way, he doesn't deserve to have it. Nah, he deserves everything. My boy, my two boys, you know what I mean? They deserve everything. You know what I mean? As much as I need it too. You know what I mean? Like, if I deserve this, they deserve it as well. You get what I'm saying? So that's how we're looking at it. We're looking at it in the positive side. We're looking at it in the positive way. And, you know, that's how we going. That's how we're going to be. We're going to just spread positivity. We're going to spread love and, you know, wisdom. You know, so as long as you're down with the family, that's all we're going to give you, bro. We're going to give you wisdom. We're going to give you support. We're going to give you the love that you need.
All right, man. That's what it's all about at the end of the day.
Sounds good.
All right, man. Before we close out the show, I want to know, what do you got cooking up aside from the mixtape? Do you have any collaborations in the works right now?
Collaborations? Me and Mac got this tape we're trying to work on right now. Not going to say nothing about it yet, but I'm going to say this right now. The family got some tapes coming out within the records. You feel me? Like, within the family first records. We're talking about putting a tape together with any artist, whether it's down with our label or not, come together and make unity. Like, we're gonna make songs, even podcasters that have the little snippets on the tape, like, you know, snippets of, you know, talking or whatever they want to, you know, shout themselves out. Like, you know, there's a lot of shit that I have to speak to you about too. So you know, definitely the family is going to have their own tape coming out. So, you know, so that's what we're doing. But right now, I'll tell you right now, I got Isaiah coming out, 6/1/21. Be in touch, you know what I mean? Because we coming in with this tape. This is the last tape that I have that is free or whatever, you know what I mean? After that, we ain't doing nothing else but just working on albums, collaborations. Everything booking, like I said, hit my manager up if you're trying to work. Chris Zersky, you know what I mean, on the gram, you know, DM him. If you want to feature, whatever, you want to make business, we make business. You feel me? We make ends meet.
All right, and speaking of Chris, he's my manager as well. You know, like Zay said, hit
shout
him
out
up.
Chris.
Yeah, shout out to Chris.
Chris, you need to come on this podcast, man.
Yes.
For real.
Yes, he does. We'll have to work that out. But,
Chris.
But yes, hit up Chris.
Wait, before we get out of here, right? Before we get out of here, why do you niggas try to diss Chris though, bro?
Right, I don't get it. Like, why?
Why do you try? Hey, me and Chris, yo, listen. Yo, man, like, yo, we done had conversations. We done had laughs and all that, man. Like, this nigga was like, yo, why the fuck these niggas dissing me though? Like, yo, what the fuck did I do with them? Like, you know what I mean? Like, and he's just like, he's just laughing throughout this shit. We broke the laugh out of it because Chris wasn't even doing shit. You feel me? Same thing with you, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, you know, y'all niggas is mentioned for what? You know, so it's like, at the end of the day, you know, we gon', like I said, it's all about love, you know what I mean? We're gonna spread, we're gonna create a unity, and that's how we're coming, you know? So, Chris, yo, I'ma hit you. Cody, bro, yo, welcome to the fucking family. We gonna build up. We're going to keep rising. We're going to keep coming up. Yo, bro, the fucking numbers are doing crazy. They're doing well. I love it. You know what I mean? So keep expanding. You know what I mean? You got my support. You know I'm holding it down. I just hope my nigga, like, you know, just stay loyal to us. We stay loyal to you. That's it.
I appreciate you too, man. You know, you got my support and I got your back, man, for sure.
All right, bro.
All right, but yeah, we're going to go ahead and get out of there. Before we do, Zay, let people know who are new, where they can follow you, and where they can find your music.
Right now, I'm going to shout out the family first, all right? Before I shout myself out, I want you guys to follow Cody Springer. Well, I don't know why I'm saying that, because you already got your followers. Anyway, yo, follow my guy, Big Figure J, at Big Figure J on the gram. You feel me? Follow Real Rap Family. He's down with us. You feel me? Real_rap_family. Follow him. You know what I mean? Fuck with my man Jay Martinez at Jay Martinez 1998 on the gram. You know what I mean? Fuck with my man Noble at Noble. What's this shit again? Hold on. Noble. 9Noble7. There you go. And, you know, fuck with my boy Mac Montana. You know, we've been doing music for a while. That's my brother and shit. You know what I mean? So hold him down. You know, you can follow him at 3K_Montana on the gram. And then, you know, whoever else decides to come through, you know what I mean, and join the family, go get shouted out too. And y'all know where y'all can find me. Nonchalantly_Zay. You feel me? Say what? Say what? Tune in.
Yes, definitely tune in. Support. And, you know, just fuck with us, man. You know, support what we're doing here at Family First. And Zay, man, thank you for doing the podcast today, man. Definitely appreciate it.
Yo, love, bro, love. We're going to keep in touch.
Definitely.
All right, bro.
All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed that podcast with Nonchalantly Zay and John Martinez. And like Zay has been saying, man, you know, this label was all about support one another. And it's a bunch of creatives, artists coming together and just support one another, you know. Family first. All love and support, you know. Backing each other up and everything. And I know Zay told me I don't have to explain myself about the whole situation with Boy NBN and Records Broken and stuff, but I'm just going to say this right now before the podcast is completely closed out. So to Boy NBN, like, dude, I got nothing against you, man. You know, I mean, I mean, you're young, you know, you're trying to get yourself established out there, man. And, you know, I'm not going to, you know, get in the way of that at all. You know, right now I got going on with Family First Records, you know, it's for me to, work with people who support what I do and respect me for what I do. Not saying that you don't, but I mean, the hell, man, these guys have been rocking with me for ever since the beginning, you know, ever since I got connected with them. And, you know, and if you don't like that, man, then I don't know what to tell you, man. You know, you told me that, today, I think it was, in Instagram messages that, you know, you think that this whole beef that you got going on between you guys, that it's not over. Well, man, I mean, how Kevlar, man, Kevlar and Zay are cool, man. You know, they made up, you know, and everything's good, man. I don't know what it is that you got against, you know, them still. I mean, you guys did your thing in the diss tracks, and it's done, man, you know. I mean, hell, we can still all, you know, be on the same page, man. You know, just call a truce, man. I mean, that's all you got to do, man. But anyways, guys, I'm going to get out of here. You know, go support Family First Records. Support Nonchalantly Zay, John Martinez. And until next time, I will talk to you all very soon. Peace.